Musk attacks Silicon Valley culture as a $1.65 trillion AI debt comes into focus. Elon Musk publicly described the culture at U.S. AI firms as pretentious and poisonous, a broadside directed by context at companies including OpenAI, Google DeepMind, and Anthropic, all of which compete directly with his own xAI. Musk simultaneously dismissed a report that SpaceX had ordered $52 billion worth of AI server racks from Foxconn, calling the story fake news on X. The denial moved markets. Dell and Supermicro, traditional AI server suppliers to SpaceX, rose on the news that the Foxconn deal, which would have redirected that business, apparently did not exist. The more consequential policy development is the Trump administration's reported consideration of a de facto ban on Chinese AI models, primarily targeting DeepSeek, which is on the verge of releasing its fourth major version, and Alibaba's Qwen series, whose Qwen 3.8 model was unveiled this week. The national security rationale centers on the risk of data collection or influence operations embedded in models trained under CCP influence. But the economic counterargument, articulated bluntly by investor Chamath Palihapitiya and echoed by Jack Dorsey and David Sachs, is that DeepSeek's open-source releases have dramatically lowered AI inference costs globally. Banning Chinese models without equally capable American open-source alternatives would force U.S. companies to pay OpenAI or Anthropic API prices, while Chinese competitors operate at near-zero marginal cost. A Nikkei analysis put a concrete number on the financial stakes of the broader AI investment race, $1.65 trillion in what it calls hidden debt. Capital expenditure commitments, long-term data center leases, and GPU purchase agreements that don't appear cleanly on traditional balance sheets, but represent real financial obligations. The concern is not that the investments are wrong, but that if AI revenue doesn't scale quickly enough, some companies face a genuine liquidity crunch. Oracle is the current cautionary data point. Its stock hit a 52-week low this week, while its credit default swap costs, the market's insurance against the company failing to service its debts, reached a record high. Rising CDS costs signal that sophisticated investors are pricing in a meaningfully elevated probability of Oracle financial distress, a double warning sign heading into earnings season. A separate data sourcing controversy also emerged. Google's AI is reportedly pulling from Facebook data to answer millions of user queries, creating a data value chain that existing intellectual property agreements were not designed to govern, and that analysts say could form the basis of future litigation.